The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Saturday of the third week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Van Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Today's scripture readings could not be more dramatic. For the first time, but not for the last, unfortunately, some of Jesus' disciples abandon him. They cannot accept his teaching on the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. The Gospel says, "Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, 'This saying is hard, who can accept it?' Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, 'Does this shock you?' As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, 'Do you also want to leave?' Simon Peter answered him, 'Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God.'" The disciples have to make a choice: abandon Jesus or trust him, even if they don't understand everything. It reminds us of the scene in Shechem in the Old Testament where Joshua has assembled all the tribes of Israel and says to them, "If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So both Joshua and Peter give us some powerful lessons. Among them are simply that there will be a God in our lives, either the true God or a false one. Joshua wants the Israelites to be upfront about it. And Peter, too, casts his lot completely with Christ. They both understand that saying yes to God means saying no to other lesser things. In Matthew 6, we hear Jesus say in the Sermon on the Mount, "A man cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and mammon." And they even have to sacrifice sometimes, as St. Peter and the other apostles did, they have to sacrifice their desire for understanding so that they can grow in trust. So even though Peter did not yet understand Jesus' teaching on the Eucharist, the apostle realized that to walk away from Jesus meant to walk towards someone or something else. His life would be impoverished if he did so, his hopes dashed. And he was not willing to live that way. So he says, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." The challenge for us is to imitate Peter's total trust in Christ. We need that renewal of trust more than ever today, because so many of our institutions seem utterly corrupt. Those of the state, of our culture, even some of the human elements in the church. So much so that one can be tempted to leave the church or to abandon the faith upon encountering the bad judgments, the sins, the tepid faith of others. However, we should never let anyone else's sins separate us from God. Only our sins can do that. And we have to question whether or not sometimes it is a sin if we're focusing too much on the failures of others and not upon our own need for conversion. Besides, who is most pleased when people abandon Jesus or his church? On the day when Jesus' followers abandoned him because they can't accept his teaching, they probably thought that they were acting wisely. Perhaps they congratulated each other on how smart they were. They got out just in the nick of time, they may have thought. But the one who was most pleased by their abandoning Christ was the devil. I'm reminded in the words of the great Dorothy Day, whose calls for canonization is underway. She said, "It is the saints that keep appearing all through history who keep things going. What I do expect is the bread of life, and down through the ages, there is that continuity." So holiness is rooted in the Eucharist. We can begin to travel that path now, when we choose to follow our Savior more faithfully than ever, since only he has the words of eternal life. God bless you.